Brian, first question. You mentioned a couple of times Croatia when the trade happened. Now you've had some time to think about it. It's been, 3 weeks. I know it's been crazy, but finally sunk in that you're a Calgary Flame?
Now that I got the jersey on, feels right. I love the colors, love the team, love the city. I've always loved coming here on the road. It's just being so close to the mountains and, the country, Western feel, that's kind of in my blood too. So, coming back from vacation after the whirlwind of, trying to figure out what's really going on, it feels right, and, we're really excited about it.
You've obviously played here a number of times as a visiting player, and you've played in the Canadian market before, and it might be a cliche, but is there a massive difference in your eyes playing in a Canadian market?
You have to have those expectations that it's tough. There's a lot of pressure, but I think it boils down to how you handle it. And, being a little older and a little different spot in my career, rather than, trying to make the NHL and just trying to stick to now, being a little bit established and, being the guy that can be counted on game in and game out. It's just a different feeling coming into this next season, and I feel confident about it. I don't have any reservations about it. I'm excited about that opportunity, and when you are, you have those expectations, you have those pressures. I think if you handle it the right way, it's you can use it to your advantage.
Brad mentioned it today. They wanted to, the clear number one goal this offseason was to improve the goaltending. What does it say in your mind? What does it do for you confidence-wise coming in saying, okay, they picked me?
Yeah, it's great. To have an organization, to have management coaches all believe in you and want you to be that guy, I think that says so much. To a player. We work so hard that, to get to this level and to have that kind of respect that, they'll tell you to your face that, we wanted you and we were, ecstatic to get you. And, that's just, it puts the confidence in me that, I can just go out and play my game and, they're behind me. And, as a player, especially as a goalie, that's what you need. You need kind of that group behind you. It's a team game, but, when it comes down to it, you need kind of everybody supporting everybody, and that's what you have here.
Chat with Brian Elliott on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brian, I know it's the old question is what the relationship is with the goaltending, and obviously you and Jake have battled for the last couple of years in St. Louis. Coming to a new situation, how much do you know about Chad Johnson?
I don't know a whole lot about him. I know, I've seen him throughout the league, and he's been on, I think this is his fifth team now, and but he's always, kind of plugged away and had good numbers, been backing up some good goalies throughout, and then last year getting an opportunity in Buffalo to play a lot of games. I've heard great things about him as a person, as a worker, and I feed off a guy like that too, because when you have a guy at the other end kind of working hard, I think it just pushes you that in practice you want to stop more pucks than the other guys. That's what happens from your 8 years old to 31. It doesn't matter.
And I know that maybe the easy answer is yes, but is it crucial to have a good relationship, good working relationship with that other guy?
It definitely helps. You want to have good relationships with everybody on the team, and the hockey world is such that to make it to this level, I think you have to be a good guy, you have to be a good person, and I don't think you'll find many guys that around the league that are tough to befriend. So that's not one of the worries that I have coming in here. It's just the excitement kind of meeting everybody and getting that relationship formed.
One of your former teammates in St. Louis is now here in Calgary. That's Troy Brouwer. You guys went on quite the playoff run. Tell us what he brings to this team and what fans in Calgary can expect to see next season.
Yeah, he's a worker. He's always a guy that he brings it every night. There's nothing, you're not going to see too many ups and downs from him. He's going to be consistent what he brings. And, he's obviously proven to be a clutch guy, especially in the playoffs, scoring some big goals for us last year. And, when I heard that he was coming here, I was ecstatic. The the type of guy I think that's what you want on your team. You know, guy that's going to block a shot, you know, put in that extra effort to back check, to, you know, have a good stick, and you know, everything he does is you know, the worker's mentality, but he's got a lot of skill and a great shot to go along with it.
Just a few more with Brian Elliott on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. What is a new head coach in Calgary? He's had a stint before in Dallas and spent some time in Vancouver. Have you had a chance to talk with Glenn Gulladson? And if so, how did that conversation go?
Yeah, we talked over the phone. We had a good conversation just of kind of what he's all about, what he's not all about as well, and the expectations, you know, that he has for me and some of the other guys that'll be, you know, the older kind of group on the team. And you know, I'm excited about it. I think when you bring in a new coach, it kind of revitalizes the team a little bit, and everybody feeds off that. And you know, especially, you know, if you handle it the right way, I think it can be a huge advantage. So you know, coming in with him, you know, we're going to do our best to kind of, you know, work with obviously the defensive zone and how, you know, I'm comfortable playing with it and how he wants it, and then we'll go from there. But, you know, we'll sort a lot of that out in camp, and you know, it'll be a fun experience to kind of bounce ideas off of each other as well.
How much do you know about the current Flames right now? I know that you obviously spent some time studying them as an opponent the last couple of years. Do you know anybody personally outside of Troy? If so, what's that relationship like? And what do you know about this group of guys here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I knew some of the older guys. I played with Chris Russell, he's not here. And David Jones, I had a stint with him in Colorado. He's obviously not here. So some of the guys that are gone, but the younger guys I've had a chance to kind of hang out with, you know, after games. I've seen them at the restaurant, just eating dinner and having a chance to talk to them. And, you know, everybody's really friendly and everything like that. But skill-wise, you know, you have a lot of top-end skill. And they're young still, which is huge. It's really good for this organization. And, you know, I think they can only get better, and with time, and you know, this year I think is another big step in some of those young guys' careers. So I'm excited to kind of join that and you know, be a part of it.
Last one for you, Brian. Where are you at right now in terms of training? And I know a lot of players like to get on the ice quite a bit. I don't know what it's like for goaltenders, but you're in Calgary today, obviously doing the media rounds, and then what's the rest of the offseason look like for you?
Yeah, going back to Wisconsin, where I spend my off season, you know, I've been on the ice a few times already, just kind of getting the rust off and start skating again. But you know, that's it's a process. You have to let your body kind of get back into it after you know, a few weeks off. And you know, it's fun though. Like I told my wife that, you know, sometimes you want more summer, and you know, you want to enjoy your time off a little bit more. But ever since this trade, you know, I've been excited to. I want to get those pads back on and get working, and you know, and then obviously get up here and start up with the team.
All blue in St. Louis? You going all red or what?
We'll see. I'll keep that hidden until we get here.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you.